From Long Beach, California, this is Michelle Naranjo.
From the Roundabout Studios in the Motor City, I'm Eric Tritko.
And I'm Craig Cole.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 7, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every week, like Spanish conquistadors, we sail across the vast ocean of the internet in search of gold, but we settle for a cohesive Zen-like theme. Of course, we find all kinds of different topics and news bites to fit that theme, however waterlogged or scurvy-ridden they may be. And whatever's left over, well, we talk about it anyway, because it's what we do. What we do best. Welcome, everyone. Episode number 7 of Roundabout. Hopefully it's a lucky number.
It's a Barry Sheen edition.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, who the hell's Barry Sheen? Never mind.
Including myself. Who is Barry Sheen, by the way?
Former motorcycle Grand Prix champion and quite the ladies' man.
Well, joining me in the studio, that is the voice of Eric Tritko, a.k.a. Rumblestrip on Twitter. Great to have you back live again.
It's good to be back here.
And, of course, joining us via Skype is Michelle Naranjo. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Very good, very good. You know, we're kind of running short on staff this week. A few people decided to back out. I'm not going to name names, but Michael Banovsky.
Hey?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, so sorry. I couldn't make it.
He was out in a boot town?
I'm afraid so. And, of course, Zach couldn't make it, and neither could Jeff. So here we are, the four of us. So I hope we're not disappointing you. But I think we've got a good show lined up for today. And, I should also mention that, you know, we've moved to a new time slot, in case you haven't noticed. This is Friday night, not Sunday afternoon, so this kind of fits our schedule better. I hope we didn't piss anybody off by
changing times. It's not interfering
times.
With the National Football League anymore. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Football? What?
You know, we got to see the Lions lose and how they can lose in a different manner every week. I mean, it's sad when the Oakland Raiders have more wins than the Detroit Lions.
Are they a bad team? Is that?
They're so dysfunctional that they make the Lions look normal.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my. And the Lions lose to them then. Shows you how much I know about sports, which is absolutely
nothing.
Don't
worry, Craig. I didn't realize till recently that the Raiders weren't in Los Angeles anymore. And that team that used to be in San Diego is now apparently in St. Louis. Yeah, I know.
No, the Chargers are still in San Diego. The Rams were in Los Angeles. They moved to St. Louis. The Rams, who were the L.A. Rams, are now in St. Louis. And the Oakland Raiders became the L.A. Raiders, then moved back to the Oakland. So, but that's been like 10 years, over 10 years, like 15
years.
Yeah,
they just left a complete path of like bad tattoos in L.A. and then skipped back to where they came from.
Oh, God. Well, let's dive into some of our news topics for today. The first story we've got set aside here is it's on the website crackberry.com, as in Blackberry. A guy, he owns a Ferrari F430 Challenge, and apparently – oh, sorry, Ben. There's that word again, apparently.
That's on Craig's blacklist.
I told him
never to say apparently again.
It's my crutch.
He's got to add that to changing gears.
I know, right?
Exactly. I know, right?
Well, if you want to know how embarrassing this story is, you go to pull up the video of this on the website. This video has been removed by the user.
By the user?
By the user. Not by YouTube. Not by an RIA takedown. It was removed by the user, as producer Ben pulls it up here.
Are you sure it's removed? Because I played it earlier to...
Wah, wah, wah.
Ben, we need the sad sound effect. Where is it?
Wah, wah.
Sadtrombone.com.
Well, I guess we can gloss over it then without the video.
Well, if you had seen it, what was it? What made it so...
Okay, so this guy has a Ferrari, and he races at a track. and all of, you know, his friends that are, you know, members of the track or whatever, they were making fun of him because he had an automatic in his Ferrari F430 Challenge. And so he made this humorous video that you can see him driving on the track, and in the lower right corner there was a shot of him in the car. So, like, the main view that you saw was out the windshield of him driving, and then you saw him, like, steering the car. So then they timed it. It was a hoax. And they timed it so that, you know, when he was turning the wheel, the car would be turning on the track. So it looked like he was actually driving it like they had two cameras. And what they'd do is they'd show him doing a variety of different things when he was driving. He starts sending a text message in the middle of, you know, hot lapping. Then he starts drinking out of, like, a wine glass. The funniest thing was he was knitting, too. He pulls out this, like, scarf and he starts knitting. It was kind of funny. So obviously those are things you do not want to do while driving.
No. I was watching the free practice one of the MotoGP race from Sepang earlier today, and my friend Toby Moody, who's the lead commentator for Eurosport, mm-hmm. which is sort of like the almost like a European version of ESPN, mm-hmm. He was talking about a number of years ago, Damon Hill, who's a former Formula One world champion, was doing driving press people around in a car at one of the F1 tracks, like on a Thursday, and he's in the middle of a lap or whatever, past braking where everyone is, and his phone rings. Well, he picks up his phone, and I guess it's his wife or something, and, you know, he's talking to his wife about what they're going to have for dinner while he's, like, full opposite lock, four-wheel sliding through a corner. And as Toby, very English saying, he's like, it's like, you know, a couple of the journalists in there were close to having kittens. So, but I guess it's one thing if you're a former world champion doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But Michelle, you're in LA down there. I suppose that's all kinds of freaky things you see people doing on the highways there, huh?
You know, people and there's not only the cell phones isn't really the problem, right? Because everybody has, like, the Bluetooth or the Bluetooth conversions in their cars now. The really scary thing is the people that I see texting or mm-hmm. just searching through their address book, trying to find, like, the person that they suddenly felt lonely in their car while they're by themselves on their commute that they have to find and call. And I mean, you have, and not only that, but the truck, I live right on the LA port, and which is massive truck drivers, right? Like, I don't know if you realize this, but do you know how many truckers are actually Twittering while they drive?
Oh, God. I see them on the phone all the time, but I haven't noticed them texting or anything.
I thought they all watched porn.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle, have you ever, what is, like, the strangest thing you've ever seen somebody doing while they're driving? Anything that you can remember or that jumps out in your mind?
You know, I actually have seen people with the battery-operated curling irons curling their hair on LA.
That's pretty bad. What about you, Eric? Anything like that?
That I'm allowed to talk about on family-friendly radio?
Family-friendly. Oh, we weren't talking about that.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. No, just kidding. Nothing more than the usual, you know, women putting on makeup, mm-hmm. guys reading the newspaper, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the worst thing that I've ever seen is a guy, he had the New York Times literally just spread across the steering wheel, spread across half the dashboard, and he's reading it while he's driving down 696, which is, like, I think it's the busiest road in the state.
Yeah.
Busiest highway in Michigan. And how do people not die?
Sheer
when they
dumb
do stuff
luck.
Like that? I mean,
sheer dumb luck.
And do you guys think that, like, instant access to the internet and, like, all these features we have on our phones, has that given the country ADD? I mean, because we're always doing all this stuff while we're driving, trying to multitask, and are we that bored that we can't just listen to the radio and
yes.
drive home?
I say yes.
Yeah?
I've found
we're spoiled.
I've turned into a much worse driver since I got an iPhone, and even worse when I got an iPhone that could get 3G, so it was actually useful on the internet.
I think we're probably 80% of the population wants us to be in the what was the Tom Cruise movie where the touch surface stuff. What was that movie?
Oh, Minority Report.
Yeah, Minority Report. You know how it's basically you get into a car and you're on a – you just punch where you want to go and it sort of takes you there except the last 100 feet or something. That's really what we want because we just want something to take us somewhere so that we can do it, which I believe is called public transportation. But that's, you know.
Yeah, if you don't have to drive, you can Twitter. You can Google things.
But even the last 100 feet, Eric, if you get an MKT to drive for over the holidays –
oh, that's right. It parks itself.
Yeah.
It's going to park itself in that last 100 feet. So why even be present?
Absolutely.
That's why they have a refrigerator built into the car.
Yes.
Well, you can keep your beer cool.
Exactly.
Right.
Or you can sit in the middle row and just, you know.
Yeah.
And it has sinks, so you can just say, you know, hey, you know, turn left.
Yeah. Maybe someday, but we're not quite. So, yeah, the moral of this story is don't be a dumbass. If you're in the car, drive. Don't text or knit or whatever else. So our next story on the list comes courtesy of one of our very loyal listeners. Mr. Mud Monster forwarded this one to us, and it's about truckers in Canada. One trucker up there, he got hit with a $305 fine for smoking in his truck because it's considered a workplace. That, to me, sounds ridiculous. Michelle, what would you do if you were driving, you were a truck driver, and you got fined for something like this? I mean,
I do know this, actually. These high-tech trucks are actually not outfitted with ashtrays anymore. So,
really?
You know how you used to, like, get your first car and you'd go to the whatever auto accessory store and you'd buy, like, the thing to hang in the window that you would put your...
The baby on board sticker?
Or whatever? If you go to trucker, like, you know, stops, now they actually not only have the hanger where you can put your big old big gulp in it, but they also have these ashtrays that you can hang in the window.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're auto-extinguishing ashtrays because they do not have ashtrays. And if you think about it, it's kind of interesting. The smoking industry or the anti-smoking industry has had a huge impact on cars. I mean, to get to the sore subject, The 2005 Mustang,
mm-hmm.
not only does it not have an ashtray, the cigarette lighter, you cannot buy a cigarette lighter that actually fits it. It is only made to charge cell phones, iPods, whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's not a cigarette lighter anymore. It is a power port.
Exactly.
An accessory port.
Exactly. You know, I don't smoke. I don't ever want to smoke. I don't care. I don't like the smell. It irritates my sinuses, but this seems a little ridiculous, you know?
Well, Michelle, in California a couple years ago, wasn't there some lawsuit that a housekeeper sued her employer because they smoked in their house? And she said, and she was claiming it was a workplace environment and it violated whatever
Exactly. That was all based on the whole reason that there's no smoking. And I have to say, I mean, I do smoke, but I go into restaurants in other states and I go, oh my God, it stinks in here. But the whole law was in California was actually based on this workplace thing where waitresses and bartenders were actually unionizing and suing the state for workplace hazard. But the interesting thing is the restaurant industry actually said that it cut down on the number of people that were eating out and drinking out.
That's been a proven statistic, yes.
So what do you smoke, Michelle? What's your poison?
American Spirits in a yellow box, yes, because, you know, because it's so much healthier to smoke the ones without the additives.
Right, it's the organic tobacco.
Right.
Isn't that the generic brand? Or
No. It's a.
Is it?
No.
Basic. It's
or Virginia Slims
it's
or something.
It's actually premium price. It's more expensive than anything.
Because you're not paying for additives. Is that?
Yeah,
because you're paying for not having
it's
additives.
Like, think of it. If Whole Foods sold tobacco, it's the kind of tobacco you'd find at Whole Foods because it's organic.
Exactly.
Well, it's better for you, clearly.
Exactly.
This is totally off topic, but what do you think about those electronic cigarettes? Have you seen those, Michelle?
Oh, isn't that, like, apparently that was groundbreaking.
You're not allowed to say that.
I actually had some people going like, oh, you know, you should really look into those because it's really a multi-level marketing scheme. It's like the new a Cyberry or whatever, I think. I don't know. They're steam powered or something.
Yeah,
they didn't
exactly.
Get it to go like faster
it's
than
bizarre.
Anybody since 1906.
Well, they even have like the little LED that lights up to replicate a, you know, it sucking in oxygen.
Right. Which, I mean, it is interesting when you think about the fact that people are traveling more and more, and it is illegal in the state of California to drive in a car with a minor under the age of 16 and smoke.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. So you could theoretically smoke one of those and not cause any, there's no like secondhand smoke problem going on. You could travel on an airplane or a train, for that matter. You could smoke at your desk at work.
Yeah, because that'll get through the TSA.
Right.
Sorry.
I mean, it really comes down to how dedicated are you? If I get sent to Hong Kong, I think I can refrain for 17 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
You'll
a guy
be crumpled on the
I'm
floor
showing
with
a guy
jitters.
Demoing one here.
Hmm. Now, what actually makes the smoke? Any idea?
It's like you said, it was steam, right? It's like atomized stuff.
And it has nicotine in it? Is this like to get you to quit smoking, or is this just another delivery?
I don't think it is.
I think it's another delivery device.
Yeah, it is nicotine.
Originally, they were developed to help people stop, but really, at the end, it kind of enables them even more.
Just get a nicotine EpiPen or something.
To steer us back on topic.
Yes,
how's that?
Thank you.
I'm stealing one of your
please,
deals there.
We've wandered.
Do you find I find it offensive that these guys are typically independent contractors. Mm-hmm. Driving by themselves, if they so choose to theoretically harm themselves, isn't that their choice? Of course, when we are talking about Canada. So.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, the People's Republic of California isn't far behind, so.
But then again, I'm
against the whole nanny state and for personal responsibility and things like that, so which puts me at odds with, 80% of the public these days. So, But I still find it offensive.
That they're ticketing them?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he had a 4-year-old in there or something, okay, maybe. But it's one guy in his truck. I mean, technically, yes, it is his workplace, but...
So what if I'm a sales guy driving my car? Is it the same thing?
Where do you draw the line?
That's a good question. Exactly. I'm driving in between appointments. That's a,
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's another example of what not to do when you're driving, which, in case I didn't mention it yet, is this week's theme. So, moving to our next story, we've got this one on Jalopnik. what is there to say about this one? Don't put too much stuff in your vehicle? I mean...
When 200,000 tons means 200,000 tons, not 400,000 tons?
Something like that. What we've got here is a giant, you've probably seen them on, if you've watched the Discovery Channel or something, one of those giant dump trucks that they use in like open pit mines. And I guess they overloaded it and like the front axle snapped. And it's pretty funny looking because these trucks are friggin' gigantic, and it's just laying there with both of its wheels off to the side, kind of. And
yeah, I don't think you're going to call a local tow truck or crane to really pick
probably,
that thing
well,
up,
especially
right?
If it's full. If it couldn't support the load, then your Craftsman 2-ton bottle jack isn't going to lift it up.
It's been a series of shows like on National Geographic or Nat Geo in the new hipster terms, where they show the different factories, and they actually show the factory where this is all put together.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the size of the axles alone on these things are just
they've got to be huge.
Oh, they're enormous.
And then I like it almost looks like the truck died because you just see all these fluids leaking on the ground. It looks like it got shot or something and just collapsed
like
there.
One of the transformers,
like a wildebeest or something.
Say one of the transformers got killed there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the sound effect is like wham, 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 wham. It's pathetic.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. this reminds me, there's there's like a VW Jetta. I saw a picture, I don't know, 8 years ago maybe. They had like it must have been 100 sheets of like 3/4-inch plywood strapped to the top. And the thing is just like that. Like the front wheels are practically off the ground. I don't know if you'll be able to find a photo of that, Ben. But it's that one made me laugh. And this one reminds me of it. Have you guys ever seen anything grossly overloaded like this? I know there are other photos of stuff that trucks that have just crap piled half a mile high.
Yeah, you should see my pile of crap when I was hauling some patio furniture a few weeks ago. It's on my Facebook page. It's very sand. If you think the thing looks Sanford and Son now, you should have seen it piled with all the patio furniture in there.
What about you, Michelle? Have you ever witnessed anything like this?
Oh my God! I actually have a really funny picture. I was driving to Las Vegas on the 15th. And we saw this one of the very rare Kia Sportage convertibles that this guy had taken off the back top of it and had, I don't know where he got it, but it was like piled with pink toilet paper. Like, and he was headed for Vegas. It wasn't like he was headed for Mexico.
Wait. He run that by me again. Pink toilet paper?
He had this massive amount of pink toilet paper that was bigger than his Kia Sportage.
Kind of makes you ask why.
And it didn't make the axles break, obviously. It's kind of funny.
Well, I don't know. It's Kia Sportage.
Hey.
Well, you are the loyal Kia buyer, right?
I do love... Yeah.
I own a
Spectra, and I was an original Sportage owner from 96.
There it is. Ben managed to find it. It's like I think it's a Mark III Jetta, and my God, they did something to that poor car. The springs at the back are like beyond
collapsed.
Beyond collapsed. Wow.
Where is
that? Is impressively irresponsible, but you know, I like it. I would try that with my Focus sometime if I had that much plywood to carry around, but unfortunately I don't, so. Moving on, we have another story from Mr. Mud Monster. This one's a little more humorous than the first one, and it comes courtesy of the Northern Territory News, which is a paper or a tabloid down in the land down under, Australia. A woman was accused of performing a sexual act on a man when he crashed his truck, basically. And she claims that the allegations are absolutely wrong. There are numerous things that are starred out here. Ben, maybe you can zoom in on them. If you had the beep ready, I might be able to read it, but...
Just censor yourself.
Yes. I was not... Ing his, and unit. It's pretty obvious that wasn't the case. You only have to look at the mark on my chest, she said. Clearly, I had my seatbelt on, so it's impossible I'd be leaning over ing his
unit
unless he is hung like a donkey or I've got a
bleeping
rubber neck. And you can see in the picture she does have what looks like a nasty bruise running across her neck. Either that or it's a hickey. I don't know. Either way, it's obvious she wasn't doing what she said, what they said.
By the way, just so...
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
Very Sanford and Son, yes?
Yes. He's showing his... He has a, what, is it 94, 95?
93, yeah.
93 Ford Ranger pickup, and he's got, I don't know, a dozen pieces of patio furniture loaded in the back. It looks a lot like that dump truck, except the... His truck didn't break.
I'll put it up on
You get the gist of it.
Put it up on Flickr.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
Go to roundaboutshow.com.
Yeah.
Later. Not now.
Well, you could if you wanted to watch live, but you'd probably already be watching live, so.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Think about that.
Oh, wait a minute. I just realized we should have done this thing since it happened in Australia. We should have done it with an Australian accent.
Crikey. That's all you'll get out of me. Yeah. I can't do accents.
I was not. Pretty obvious, wasn't it? That's not Aussie. Sorry. That's more really bad British.
Well, so Michelle
would have to do it since it's a female waitress.
Yes. I was not blanking as blank.
Michelle, have you ever been caught doing any sort of on-road activities like this?
You know, I think I'm going to, I have to say, I'm going to be like, I'm going to pretend for a second I'm on the Jay Leno show and I'm driving the electric, you know, car around the track and he's asking me if I've ever had sex in a car. And everybody categorically always ignores Jay Leno when he asks that question.
So she's neither
confirming nor denying.
Thank you. Neither confirming nor denying. So you be the jury. So anyway, this lady goes on to say, if it were true, I'd just cop it sweet and think how embarrassing. I got caught
blanking
someone's
unit.
But it is not true, and that's what is pissing me off. It didn't happen like that at all. He was just going too fast.
That's what she said.
I know. And my favorite my favorite part of this whole story, guys, is the caption under the under her photo. And in all caps, it says... blown out of proportion. So whoever thought of that was very clever. And I tip the hat that I'm not wearing to them. Brilliant. Brilliant. So that just about does it for the news portion of today's show. But this is a good place to take a quick break and hear a few words from one of our sponsors. After that, we'll pull into the garage and talk about some of the cars we've been driving, including a very high-powered Mustang. Plus a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back before you know it.
Do you smell that? No, it's not me. It's the comforting aroma of my Safety Stench hair freshener with patent pending Safety Stink technology. Using a proprietary blend of fragrances and atomized amphetamines, Safety Stench hair fresheners keep you awake and alert. They're available in 3 intensity levels. Back alley dumpster, truck stop restroom, and nursing home, our maximum strength formula. So, choke back drowsy driving with Safety Stench air fresheners. Whoa, threw up a little there.
I use Safety Stench air fresheners every chance I get. They're great on those late night drives when a strong pot of coffee and a handful of no-dos just aren't enough. Safety Stench gives you that little extra jolt. Best of all, they're barely habit-forming. Take it from me. I could quit any time I want. Right, Michelle?
Yeah. I've been sending a PSA. I'm sorry, I just got completely distracted. I just got sent this PSA on the chat about anti-smoking, as if I don't know any better. No one's ever said this to me before.
If only. How many years have you wasted?
Sorry. Anyway, I'm back. Hi.
Well, welcome back, Michelle.
I'm just always kind of amazed by that. Like, hi, we're doing a show, and somebody takes the time to proselytize against smoking. Because I admitted a truth that I smoke. I could lie.
You're going to hell now, you know that.
I am going to hell.
Well, Craig was just saying you can quit anytime you want, right?
Yeah. I can quit anytime I want. I just don't want to. Oh, gosh. Eric, are you familiar with the Safety Stench air fresheners? Do you keep the, you know, one hanging in your truck at all?
Well, it would if I actually had a rearview mirror that was still attached to my windshield rather than sitting in my center
so
console.
So do you have, like, you keep one of those, like, vanity mirrors and you just hold it up when you need to see what's going on behind you?
No, actually, unlike 95% of Americans, I can turn my head and look behind me.
So you don't have your side mirrors adjusted?
No, I don't. I don't have the Michael Banofsky adjusted side mirrors. No,
it's a bunch of hokum. Don't buy into that. But anyway, we've come out of the commercial, and now it's time for our blind spot story of the week. When news topics go unnoticed, are underreported, or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. Today's story is all about the hazards, the perils of drinking and driving. And this one, I saw it pop up in the news feed, and I just started laughing because, I mean...
Was this your lol for the week?
Yeah, I think it was. So everybody knows that smoking is bad, right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And everybody should also know that drinking and driving is just as bad or, well, no, it's actually a lot worse, I would say. You shouldn't do it, and it's
just
bad.
Ask Michael Waltrip.
Yeah? He races NASCAR?
Yes, and okay. he got pulled. Well, he hit a motorcyclist this week and blew a .06.
Is that a high number?
It's .08 would have been a DUI.
Oh, he skated on that one then.
I'm sure Toyota is very happy with him right now.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got this story here. I found it on the, I believe it was the Duluth, Minnesota Register or something, but then I added the link to the transcript that we work off of, and apparently you had to register for the site, which I don't understand because it worked fine earlier. So I guess we're just striking out with that and then, you know, the Ferrari video.
I've got something here.
Anyway, I found it on another site. This is brandx.com. So anyway, they've got pictures. Good enough for me. This guy, 62-year-old Dennis Leroy Anderson, he left a bar and hit a parked car and got arrested for a DUI because he blew, what was it, a .29, if I recall. Yeah, it was a lot. He said he had like 8 or 9 beers at the bar. So he was pretty sloshed.
Exactly.
Sloshed, yes.
Easy for me
I haven't
to say.
Been drinking since lunchtime. Don't judge me. No. But the funny thing is he got arrested because he crashed his motorized Lazy Boy. So that I don't know if that's a sad story or what, Eric?
Well, I've actually driven a motorized bar stool around Willow Springs Raceway at about 3 a.m.
Were you drinking at the time?
I had stopped drinking at the time.
Shortly before, right? Because you don't want to spill anything on yourself when you're riding around on a scooter like that.
You've seen motorized bar stools?
I have. Yeah. I have not had the privilege of testing one, but I have seen them.
Yep. Well, I thought you were talking about the Honda unicycle.
Michelle, what about you? Have you had any experience with motorized furnishings?
No, but, you know, this kind of takes us back to another episode where we were talking about the huge number of people in Long Beach that drive around on those little...
That's right. That conversation started off with the 50-piece McNugget for, like, $20.
But if they could actually get through a drive-thru. Well, I mean, the thing is that they're not licensed, right? So how can you... I mean... I don't think anybody should be on anything that could potentially hurt anybody at any time if they're drinking. But how can you charge somebody with a DUI if they're not in a licensed vehicle?
I guess the police can do whatever they want.
I mean, you can have drunken like behavior on the street, right?
Well, he hit a parked car. I guess that's what.
I saw a YouTube video yesterday or today where a guy was riding his snowmobile right down the freeway.
Down the freeway? Who does that?
I don't know.
Maybe it was in Canada. I don't know.
No, I thought it was, and I was going to make a joke about Michael Banofsky, you know, actual on-video footage of Michael Banofsky. Mm-hmm. But you could see that it was U.S. highway signs, although they conveniently blurred stuff out, right, as you could be able to start to read it. So I guess it was somewhere in Minnesota or something, because those people are a little odd.
Is that the same place?
Might as well be.
Yes, I do believe it is. Is Minnesota known for its motorized chairs, motorized Lazy Boys? I mean, is that something that puts them on the map?
Strange things happen when you spend 10 months a year indoors.
Yes, there's snow drifts. You can't get out.
Exactly.
If Michael were here,
police department in Proctor, Minnesota. Yes.
Proctor and Gamble. What were you saying, Ben?
I was going to say, if Michael was here, he could tell us about his first watching of Fargo today.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think he's never admitted to it, but I think he might be as bad as Craig. And now he's trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. I've tried and failed.
You ever seen Fargo, Craig?
Maybe. Does that have the guy from American Pie?
Oh, my God.
Not Eugene Levy. The other one, the younger.
You betcha.
I lived in the UP. I didn't really need to watch Fargo. I sort of lived it.
You lived it.
Where did you live in the UP?
Marquette.
Oh. Oh
yes. Ben's very familiar with the UP.
I love the UP.
He goes up there all the time.
It's a civilized part of the UP in Marquette.
Well, don't
actually, I did live in Christmas, Michigan for a little bit, and my house was right across the street from the... from the Christmas Mall, and I had a, if you're familiar with, what is that, not 41, I'll think of it whatever the highway is that runs right there along the Lake Superior.
You know, but anyways, I never even knew there was a Christmas Michigan.
I had a 35 – there's this cutout in a sense. It's Mrs. Claus. She's about 35 feet tall.
Yep.
Looking through my kitchen window. Bessie, Ben knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I think I saw your house.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Ben, you love to stop by Mackinac Island, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not big on Mackinac Island.
But you're big on fudge, aren't you?
No. Actually, I'll tell you what my weird UP tradition is, other than pasties. That's the obvious one. But my brother and I, every time we go up to the UP, not on the way up, but on the way back, we have to stop at Seashell City and get red gummy lobsters.
I thought you liked blue raspberry
gummy. Yeah, I do, but gummy lobsters, they're close second.
Lobsters?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of those in Lake Superior.
Oh, dear. So I don't know how we got on talking about UP road trips, but...
Fargo.
Yes, yes. And you live...
Then Canada, and then recliners. Yeah.
So the moral of the story is don't drink and drive, like...
Whatever it may be.
You know, don't ride your bike either, I guess.
How do you steer a recliner?
It looked like they had a joystick or something for...
If I were to build a...
Or no, this one had...
A yoke, maybe?
No, this one had, if you looked at the picture at the top there, he had, it was a steering wheel, but it was like a funny car butterfly style steering wheel there.
You see, if I were to ever build a motorized Lazy Boy, I would use a tiller. I would bring back the tiller. I think that's a retro feature that, or one of those that you swing, you know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Really old school.
See in the middle of the picture there, Ben, of the seat?
At about genital level.
Yeah. Yeah. See that? I think the guy had punishment enough when he crashed into the car.
Oh, yes. I don't see any seat belts in there either.
Ooh. He's got a cup holder, though.
Yes.
Oh, he has his priorities straight.
And I think he mounted a boom. If I remember from the other article, he had a boom box mounted somewhere on the chair. So you can listen to his cassette tapes.
Oh, boy. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay. It's time to move on. And do another electrifying edition of Auto Gadget. All right, we've got a pretty lame gadget this week. I apologize in advance, but...
I think it's a gadget with an issue.
Yeah, yeah, true. What it is, BMW is selling Mini and BMW branded... what are they called?
Bluetooth headsets.
Yes, thank you. I don't know why I can't just, you know, read it off their website, which is right in front of me. I'm sorry. But, yeah, they're selling these Bluetooth headsets with BMW and Mini logos on them. And I saw this and I just asked why. It's either for people that can't afford the car and, you know, want to support their favorite brand. But I was thinking, you know, every BMW and Mini should have a hands-free system already. I mean, this seems pretty lame to me. Eric?
Yeah,
thoughts?
I mean, you're paying $50,000 for a car.
Yeah.
And you need a Bluetooth headset as well.
Now, I mean, of course you can use the headset outside of the car. So you can be walking down the street and using it. But it seems more useful in the car where, you know, it's a hands-free device.
Well, you do know if this was an option on a Porsche, it would be like $950, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this one is, what is it selling?
I think it's like $400 or something like that.
Well, BMW, they used to charge, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, they used to charge like $400 for an iPod dock.
Oh, they all still do.
Do they? Because I looked.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? Because I looked really quick before we went live here, and it looked like it was included on a 3 Series, a base 328i. So I remember seeing in the past... It was like a $400 option. I don't know. Maybe they changed. Whatever.
Although I'm still baffled by it because I've thought about getting this for the Escape for my girlfriend. Not that anyone wants to hear about that again. But the aftermarket option, you pull out the factory stereo and you can plug in you can like go to Best Buy or whatever, and there's a kit you can buy too, so that you can just plug in your iPod and everything pops up on the screen.
Okay.
Like a real integrated deal.
Yeah.
But it's like $150 just for that, and I'm like, huh? So.
I guess they can charge it and get away with it.
Exactly.
Michelle, do you like the Mini, and is this something that you would consider purchasing?
No, I think this kind of stuff is ridiculous. I mean, yeah, Porsche might charge less for their integration of stuff, but this Bluetooth is nothing more than like owning a Porsche watch or a Porsche set of sunglasses or a jacket or any of that stuff that they sell on Rodeo Drive. I think it's just silly.
Does it make you a capital DB? I mean, wearing stuff like this?
I think so.
Sorry to say.
I love my BMW, and if I saw somebody walking around with that in their ear, it was like the other day I came back from a trip and I had valeted Orange County Airport, and there was like this huge line of people at the valet waiting to get their cars, and my car was sitting there with the trunk open waiting because they knew when I was coming back. So I'd already thrown my bag in the back, and I was waiting for the guy to just, you know, charge my card so I could pay and get out of there. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys in front of me, who was very GQ looking, the valet walked up to him, and because he was trying to prep everybody's car, said, "What car do you have?" And he goes, "The BMW." And
idiot.
I was just like, the girl behind me and I just both started laughing because we were both in BMWs as well. And, you know, I mean, there's like a ton of BMWs in the lot, right?
Hey, a BMW in Southern California is sort of like driving a Ford in Detroit. It's, you know.
Right. Dearborn.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, God there's made a, all different kinds of people.
Yeah, there's a, well, it used to be, people who watch Top Gear know that usually that Jeremy and Hammond and May refer to anyone who drive BMW 3 Series, especially M3s. Mm-hmm. They refer to them as Cox cars because only those type of people drive them. But now they've said that Audis are the new 3 Series BMW. A4 Audis are the new.
And how do you feel
BMW.
About that, Craig?
Well, I am mortified. I freely admit I am a big Audi fan. I like the clean, simple designs.
You and one of the guys on Car Chat.
One of the guys?
One.
Yeah, one.
Literally one.
Was it Mike Juergens? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll take my Zune and I'll drive my Audi then. So screw you guys. So what? Okay, I don't participate in Car Chat as much as I should. I apologize, but... Only one person?
Or just anything that's related of comparing cars, especially when you get up, you know, north of like 25 grand or talk about what are some good cars. It's before anyone else can type, he must have like
Audi.
Presets. Yes, Audi. Audi A4. So.
Hmm.
Is that about right, Michelle?
That's pretty much it.
Although he was getting swamped by everyone bagging on him for that way.
I can't imagine what Mitchell Branilov. No, I'm sorry, Michael Banovsky would say about him.
Mikey?
Yes, Mikey B.
Well,
yeah.
Mike.
Well, they don't, they're like VWs. I mean, they really don't hold their resale value either because the problem is that people that get them go like, woo-hoo, and they beat them to shit. Oh, sorry, I said the S word.
Who gives a... No.
I mean, they really, they don't hold their resale value at
Audis?
All. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they do have, or they used to at least have quality problems, from what I've read. But
there's a very cool new Audi commercial though that I did just see where the guy is like speed skiing through San Francisco and
that's for the S4, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make the car any better, but it's a cool commercial.
Well, the S4 looks pretty badass, I must say. Supercharged 3-liter V6 with 333 horsepower.
I have said on multiple occasions, if I could only have one car, you know, if I had to have living here and I could only drive one car, what car would I get? It would be an RS6 Avant.
Oh yeah, you got your cargo room, you've got your performance.
I can put my English Mastiff in the back. I have a twin turbocharged V10.
You could put an air mattress in the back if you wanted.
Well, I guess if I was in Australia and...
Yes. Well, yeah.
Sorry.
So in the Mud Monster was asking what Car Chat is. Michelle, maybe you can explain a little bit.
Car Chat is a Twitter episode that happens on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on Eastern Time.
Yes.
And it's kind of taking Twitter to a different level, which, you know, Twitter's not really a chat room, but if you hashtag, which means the
hash browns.
Number or pound sign, and then put car chat in into Twitter search, you can actually find people talking about sort of weekly relevant topics and making fun of each other.
Yes, lots of making fun of each other.
Scheduled time is 8 to 10 Eastern time, but it usually ends up being 8 till about 10:45 of late. So,
Guys are running long. And Ben just played that S4 ad.
I hadn't seen that
one
before.
You guys were wondering what
the
hell that was.
Yeah.
Did you've never seen it before?
I hadn't seen that ad.
Okay.
No, Mud Monster doesn't have Twitter, so.
And he says, thank God. Yeah.
Well, that's why Mud Monster didn't know that we had rescheduled our taping. It all makes sense.
It does all make sense.
He still found us, so.
That's how good he is.
He's a stalker.
He's waiting in the parking lot right now, skimming our Wi-Fi. All right. Well, enough about that disappointing BMW Bluetooth headset. Let's move on to our stupid car trick of the week.
Are we not going to talk about what's in the garage?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll bump that to the end this week, I think.
Okay.
Pardon me.
Yeah, because it wasn't in the lineup. I didn't pull the sound effect.
Yeah. Well, way to go, Ben. You threw off my chi.
Me?
I'm just going to blame you.
Oh.
You're the producer.
Oh, I didn't see. You know why I missed it?
Because
no,
it wasn't.
No
was
giant purple link. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. We will get to that at the end.
One more fail in the book, Ben.
And Craig will tell us about his exciting drive in the Roush Mustang.
Well, we'll save that for the end because that one's exciting. So we'll.
But before we get to that, we've got
stupid car trick of the week. Go on, boy. Go get it. Come on now. Okay, this week's stupid car trick video is another abuse of Apple's popular iPhone. A group of folks, I think they're from the University of Berlin, they have fitted an old Chrysler minivan with electronic controls, and they can actually drive it from an iPhone. Now, I don't know if that's amazing or terrifying. I haven't made up my mind yet, but when you watch the video, it's pretty cool because it actually looks like it works. You've got the phone in your hand, and there's a little steering wheel icon to the left, and you put your thumb over that, and then you just kind of that'll turn the car when you turn the phone, because the phone has an accelerometer in it, if you didn't know.
I think I have dreams about this stuff, about being in the back seat while the car is driving, and I'm the only one there, and it somehow has to drive. I don't know. Those are more like nightmares than anything else, but. So this isn't quite the full-on DARPA deal where it's got to do it all its own.
No. I think this was, they just wanted to make an app for that, so they did it. I don't know.
Although, I haven't read the story, so maybe you can tell me, Craig, but I think this is a vehicle I saw at DARPA.
Oh, yeah?
When we were out there a couple of years ago, because the vehicle is called the Spirit of Berlin, and I'm all but sure. I mean, it's got IBM logos on it, a couple other company logos that obviously sponsored them. And I think this might be a retrofitted DARPA vehicle.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. And there you can see the phone. The guy's got his left thumb over the steering wheel, and then that lets you, when you've got your thumb over that, you can turn the phone, and that turns the car. If you take your thumb off, so it will no longer turn.
So will we be seeing this in Ocean's 14?
Maybe. You never know. And you can also, it also has a camera, a forward-looking camera, and you can see what the car sees right on the screen.
That's cool.
And, of
That's
course, really you cool. control the gas and the brake with your other thumb on the right side of the screen. But, you know, this is all fine and dandy, but I would be really impressed if they retrofitted a stick shift car to be driven with your iPhone. That would impress me. But this, not so much. Eric?
What are the possibilities?
This could be your MKT on your trip to Indianapolis for the holidays.
Yeah.
You know this reminds me of?
I'm sitting in the middle row with the fridge.
Or freezer. You can keep push pops in there if you wanted.
Sorry,
you could do, you could do like this guy does and sit on the roof at the end of the video.
Yeah, and then there's a certain sound effect as well.
But You know, there's an app out there for the iPhone where you can actually text while you walk, because it uses the camera on the iPhone, so you can hold the iPhone in front of you, and then the text is like an overlay so you don't crash into anything. And I think this is our solution for texting while driving. You sit in the driver's seat or wherever you want to see. You can see what the vehicle is seeing through your iPhone screen.
Yes, in vivid two dimensions.
Now, I mean, you do have to give up some screen real estate for the brake and the gas and the little steering wheel icon, but
Let's
be honest. I mean, they could shrink those down. You could get your text in there. Maybe you could get your Twitter updates in there in the corner.
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer. We'll see this in a year.
I wouldn't doubt it, and especially with the new Apple tablet on the way, you know, or the rumored tablet. I mean, that's going to give you more real estate, Ben. Don't forget.
If they actually give it a camera.
Well, they'd better.
Yeah, just like they did with the iPod.
Exactly.
Just like my iPod was supposed to have a camera.
Well, it's got the space for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's going on there.
Anger.
So, Michelle, are you still there?
I am. I'm thinking how I can get a car to go pick up my kid from school and stuff.
Ugh, kids.
Well, wouldn't kids actually like that, because a car just shows up to pick them up and they actually don't have to have the quote-unquote embarrassment of their parent picking them up?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you do. You pull up a block away from the school and then you just let the van pull up silently without a driver.
It's still a minivan. It didn't turn into a Maserati or something.
But it's still better
One step at a time, Craig.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You'll have the gadget mobile next, right?
Although Maserati would probably be a tenth of the price of that.
that's probably true. So.
I mean, you have to have a van or something to fit all that equipment in, all the computers and
stuff.
You've
got a server in there, basically, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, several. I mean, have you ever seen the back of one of these DARPA cars when they open the hatchback?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Tech overload. That's what it is. I'm just looking at the chat right now, and so somebody says, awesome, we need this app, and then somebody else replies, with candy inside, and Mud Monster says, it's a child molester's dream. So there you go.
It would have to have the ice cream truck music playing.
Oh, well, you could do that, or, you know, put a free hayride sticker on the side or something. Come on, kids, candy and a hayride. Okay, that's disgusting. And now it's time for...
What is it time for? Oh.
Highway Hearsay.
And now it's time for...
Highway Hearsay. Tales from the Open Road.
Circa 2009...
Ben does a mean 50s announcer voice, doesn't he, guys?
Not 50s, 30s. Get it right, Craig.
I'm sorry.
Turn on TCM once in a while, will ya?
TCM?
Turner Classic Movies.
Jesus.
Channel 41 on your WOW cable.
Well, I happen to watch CNN. Thank you very much.
And so there you
go. Dead silence. Highway Hearsay is all about what we've seen out on the road, from weird sightings to the stupid things people do. Zach happened to find this week's installment again, and it comes courtesy of the Information Superhighway. And it's also an edited video package. Ben, would you like me to explain it, or would you like to play it?
I would like you to explain it, since I didn't know it was a video.
Aww.
But I'll be pulling that up.
All right, so this, I believe they're brother and sister. They're out for a drive going somewhere. Where it is, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. And they hit a coyote, and they thought they killed it, I guess. And they just kept on driving. And it didn't die. It actually got stuck up in their engine compartment. And it was alive. And I guess they saw it when they stopped. And then they had to have the bumper removed, I believe, for the thing to get out. And it ran off into the woods.
Well, this reminds me of the story, I think, that was on one of the first roundabouts, where didn't a coyote get hit at the Toyota test track?
I don't recall that.
Don't recall that one? I thought that was one of the first one or two episodes of the Roundabout that was in there.
I don't think so.
He's making things
That
up
wasn't
again.
Us, but I know we all run together.
But yeah, anyway, so they got hit at like hit a coyote or something at about 185 miles an hour out in
miles an hour.
It was on the high speed Toyota test track out in Arizona.
So they didn't hit it; they vaporized it.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. I have to say, I mean, this is an appropriate time of year for me to tell you this story, but we had a black cat when I was growing up in New Mexico that was inappropriately named by my parents Spook. And Yeah, and he apparently crawled into the engine of my brother's pickup one time when he was home from college, and because it was warm. And my brother was going to college in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which is, you know, a three-hour drive from Roswell, New Mexico. And our cat came back almost 2 years to the date, like this week. Like, he was, you know, our black cat. He kind of disappeared at Halloween. And he came back. And, like it's amazing. Like, he must have bailed out. And like
wow. Two years later.
Yeah.
How do animals find their way back? That's incredible.
I thought those were only Hollywood movies.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound. Yeah, that's a good movie, by the way, Ben.
Did you actually see that one, Craig?
I own it on VHS.
Oh, wow. We're going to have a movie night.
So was it a shock, Michelle, when the cat came back?
Well, yeah, he'd left a neighbor's cat pregnant, so we already adopted one of the kittens out of the litter. So we had to deal with, like, the dad then. And like, oh, hi, glad you're back.
Maybe he just couldn't handle parenthood. Running away from his responsibilities.
Listen to you, Ben.
Ben has firsthand experience running away from child support.
You're giving people the wrong idea, Craig.
This has been used in court against Ben. Don't.
Have you guys ever had any other animals take a nest up in your car?
No.
Okay.
Never?
Well, because I should find the picture, but I took my car in for an oil change 3 months ago, and
the G6, right?
Yeah, that was back when I had the G6, and they changed the air filter. And the guy said, "You're going to want to see this. We think that there was like a mouse or a chipmunk or something in here, and he made a real nice home for himself."
Oh, you know, Ben, though, that's really common. That's actually one of my biggest hit blogs, actually, was somebody asked me what to do about mice in their car.
Yeah.
Because the new thing is, like, in the IP, right, on the dashboard, but now also in certain cars, like the Malibu, which has like a layer of, you know, metal over like basically a cardboard composite, rodents are like finding homes in cars more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
they're made out of more and more garbage nowadays.
Exactly. Like, we're trying to send less garbage back to China so that they'll send it back to us as something else we'll buy. And so we're trying to recycle our own stuff. And, really, the way to deal with it is to, like, take a little jar and put some tea tree oil in it with a cotton ball and poke some holes in the top of the jar and put the lid, right, in the lid, and then leave it under your seat because they apparently hate that smell. But it is a huge problem. They're eating the wiring. They're eating the cardboard. They're eating everything in our cars.
Wow. Yeah, on my Focus, it has a cabin air filter, and I turned on my defroster. No. That's what it is. Turned on the defrost one day, and it just smelled like ass. I'm like, oh, well, that's not good. I'd better turn that off before I throw up. So I go in there to look, and a mouse had made a colossal, like, castle in there, I think. It was beyond a nest. It was a trailer park of, I don't know. It was a lot of stuff. And there was another, I remember seeing on Autoblog, or I think it was Autoblog, that somebody had like a mini and like 50 pounds of dog food or something some rodent had hidden in their car. Like, just maybe not 50 pounds, but it was this absurd amount of
this
kibble.
It's like this is my air filter from my G6, where the mouse had eaten it away. And That was a mess.
So animals in cars are usually bad, right?
That's right.
Right? Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Agree to disagree, then. All right, Ben. Let's move on to In the Garage. How about that?
Let's move on to In the Garage.
Amazing new product.
And speaking of In the Garage, yes. We think there's a mouse living in that Roush Mustang, don't we?
Oh, yes. That's
you
right.
Found all kinds of...
I'm driving the Roush. Well, do you want to play the intro music first, Ben, to make it official?
I was stalling, but here we go.
This is In the Garage.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, so yeah. I'm driving the Roush 540 RH Mustang for a few days here, and it's a really nice car. But we went to videotape an instant impression. It's a real quick like take on the car. We're trying to do more and more of those for our website. And we popped the hood to look under there to you know, do a dry run of what we were going to do. And there's this pile of pine needles and like clover leaves right on top of the fuel rail between the fuel injectors. And I had had the hood open the night before. I was looking at the engine myself, and a mouse must have started building a nest there, you know, during the day. So I was kind of surprised by that. Isn't that right, Ben?
That's right, Craig. You do spin a compelling yarn.
And there I am. You see? I'm on the TV. Or not.
You're on the interweb TV.
So is it a manual or an automatic?
Of course it's a manual.
Well, you know, you gotta ask these days, since, you know, people who drive manual transmissions are the new 1%ers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you even get this car in an automatic?
No, it's manual only. And it's the name, it's the 540 RH, because it has 540 horsepower.
What's the RH? Right-hand drive?
Roush Hammer, maybe. I don't know. I'm guessing. They
back off!
Meh! On their website, they call it the Hammer, or it's also colloquially referred to as the Hammer, and I guess RH is Roush Hammer? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Does it ride better than the GT500?
I don't remember. For me, the ride is fine. I don't mind it at all. It's firm, but it handles great. And, of course, 540 horsepower. So it goes when you get on it a little bit. And I thought it was odd. They matched exactly the horsepower and torque of the GT500. It's got 540 horsepower, 510 pound-feet of torque, which is... Coincidence?
I think not.
I don't know.
No.
Michelle, have you driven anything like this, any of the Roush cars before?
No, and you know, it's funny, like, I'm such a huge Mustang fan.
Well, you do own a V6 yellow, right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Right? Like, I made this strange kind of announcement on Twitter the other day that I had been selected to drive the new Mustang at Daytona next June, that they're going to be debuting to, you know, as NASCAR. And I got I did it kind of as a joke, and everybody was thinking that I actually had been selected. So,
oh,
you are, yeah.
I've gotten to drive one of these.
I'm sure Eric would fill in if you didn't want to.
I'm sure he would. I would totally want to.
Well, I have to say that the sticker option on the car of now, today, tomorrow, whatever, mm-hmm. with the Mustang graphics
mm-hmm.
is hideous.
Wait, what? The current car with the stickers?
Well, you know, they showed they had the reveal a week or two ago of, you know, the Mustang that's going to run in the Nationwide Series. What
I
used to be the Bush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you see the actual pictures of the car, it's hideous.
Is it?
It looks nothing like a Mustang. Do you see that, Michelle?
Yeah. I'm kind of not so impressed by it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I my first reaction is, way to kill brand equity.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that those cars don't look like anything anyways, and
mm-hmm.
then to take the iconic car of in your
lineup.
In your lineup and do that, but hey.
Nah.
There's people who make a lot more money than me who made that decision, and we'll see who's right.
Yeah, yeah. So have you driven the GT500?
I have not driven the GT. Actually, yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the intro at the Ford Test Track back in June or July, the new model intro. And apparently I left maybe the longest pair of burnout marks.
Parallel stripes.
Yeah, that they've ever had there at the track, because I grabbed it pretty much through first and second gear. I wasn't necessarily trying to do that. It just
your foot slipped off.
Kind of happened.
You've got that much power. You know, stuff happens.
But at first I was a little nervous about it, and they're like, don't worry about it. I'm like, okay.
All right, fine. They said, can I do it again over there?
Well, they said, don't make a habit of that. So I'm like, okay, no worries.
That's okay.
But no, it was nice. So,
yeah that's, I mean.
But I'm the anti-Michael Banofsky on this, where, he's like, horsepower doesn't matter. And I'm like,
we need lighter cars.
Too much is never. Well, we need lighter cars, but too much horsepower is never enough.
Mm-hmm.
Veyron level horsepowers. Now we're talking.
Yeah. As long as you need all wheel drive at that point.
Says
which
you.
The Mustang doesn't have. But
I've driven 850 horsepower rear-wheel drive Mustangs down a drag strip.
1320, but yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, so I guess. There's John talking about the GT500. But yeah, the Roush, it's got the same horsepower and torque as the GT500, but it uses the smaller 4.6, which mean they have to change out the pistons and the rods. And the crank, they're all forged to handle the power. But the smaller engine, the 4.6 3-valve, uses an aluminum block, which saves, I think, a minimum of 100 pounds.
It's like 250 pounds.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
Because the GT500 has an iron block, which is a boat anchor under
the 5.4 is a much larger physical engine.
Mm-hmm. It's stroked. And
it's at least 250 pound difference, which has got to make a huge difference in handling. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the Roush on their website, they say they took the car out to Milan Dragway, which is a Michigan quarter mile. Yeah, you're familiar, obviously. And they said they got it down to 11.8 at 121 miles an hour.
If it's on the street tires, that's pretty respectable.
Yeah. Well, they've got, I think they have a special Cooper tire they developed for it.
Yeah, but still, it's a street tire.
It's
so
sticky.
But 121 miles an hour is
fast.
And if you had a pair of slicks or like ET street type of drag radials, it's a 1090, 1080 kind of ET at 121 miles an hour, which in that level, yeah. So they're saying 540 at the
engine. I would
at the engine. That's probably closer to 540 at the rear wheels.
Yeah, they probably are
fudging that number a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, they did.
They got to give you value for your money.
GT 500 does the same thing. So
does it?
Yeah.
So like I said in my instant impression, either one of those cars, you won't be disappointed. The Roush is loud. It's fast. It's fun. Just except when you have to put gas in it. So.
Mud Monster's congratulating me on something. Oh, for identifying that's hideous for that reveal? Is that what you're saying, Mud Monster?
We'll
what do you mean we need spoon time?
What?
Michelle's causing trouble in the chat room.
See, you give her an inch, she takes a quarter mile. I mean, yes, that was a joke. Oh, God. It's late. I'm sorry. What's next, Ben? What do we do now?
I think we're about ready to get out of here.
I do believe. And I think that'll just about wrap things up for this week. Thank you guys for surviving another episode of Roundabout. I hope it wasn't too painful. And, of course, I'd like to thank all of you out there on the cyberweb who tuned in and watched us live tonight. Thank you. So, Zach Bowman, always a pleasure. Oh, wait, he's not here, is he? No, he's not. It's too bad. Michael Banofsky, great having... He's not here either. Well, Jeff Ross. No. Michelle Naranjo, are you here?
I am present.
Reluctantly.
She sounds disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. Well, Michelle, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Miss Motormouth, people can track you down at your website, missmotormouth.com, as well as...
Oh, no, it's been hijacked.
Oh, Well, where can people get a hold of you?
For now, just go to Twitter, and I'm Miss Motormouth. Thank you, Romania.
Romania? Dracula?
Yeah, that were like the last hits that were coming into my site before it got like taken down and, you know, everything removed. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. Are you any hope of getting it back?
Yeah, no, we're working on it right now, but it's just kind of silly.
Did
yeah.
you have backups?
It'll be up hopefully by Monday.
Oh, backups? We don't need those stinking backups.
We'll code it from scratch.
It's fine. And, of course, that's the voice of Eric Tritko, Mr. Rumblestrip. Thank you.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, thanks for making the long, painful journey from, you know, Dearborn.
Yeah, well, 96 in the rain isn't exactly happiness and joy.
And you were coming along at rush hour, too, so that's not, it's no fun. So where can the people track you down?
Also on the Twitters at twitter.com/rumblestrip and also on the blog rumblestrip.net.
You working on any other projects or anything?
Just waiting to see my article on Road Racer X. Should be on the newsstands any day.
Oh, boy. Well, we look forward to reading that.
So, Eric, are you at the point yet where people can Google Rumblestrip and just hit I feel lucky and you come up?
According to Squarespace, I'm a 2 out of 10 in Google rankings, so whatever the hell that means. So, possibly.
Lastly, I'd like to thank our producer, Ben Sanders, for making this live webcast and, of course, the edited podcast possible. Ben, thank you as always.
You are so welcome.
Well, bless your heart, Ben.
Oh,
you're a trooper.
Oh, gosh. Did I participate enough today?
You did.
I got complaints last week.
From who?
I don't know, from you, for
well,
one.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm a heartless bastard, I know. Okay, remember, visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, for more great content throughout the week, including links and show notes. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms, shoot us an email. Just swing by the site and click on the email button in the sidebar. If you're feeling really ambitious, you can pull a Mud Monster and suggest story ideas for upcoming shows. Thank you again, Mud Monster. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/roundaboutshow. And to make sure you never miss an action-packed episode, subscribe. Just search for Roundabout in the iTunes Music Store or on the Zune Marketplace. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
His birthday cake? There's a helmet.
All
is
of that,
that actually edible?
Yeah, like, I was going to say.
Do you feel good the next day after you eat that?
Well, I'm sure like you got to get rid of all the fondant on top, but I'm sure there's cake underneath it, yeah.
When my daughter was turned 3, I took like Cookie Monster cupcakes to her preschool, and the next day all the parents were complaining to me because everybody pooped blue. So I'm looking at that black face mask and thinking like, holy moly, everybody probably thought they were dying the next day.